music was there anything changed? But remember, through the mic, it was stereo. It was working. Right. It wasn't working through the sound.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was working through the sound, the mic, and going stereo.
Uh-huh. It was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How everybody be tonight? Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Would you turn to the book of Matthew 10? Matthew chapter 10. Everybody there? We're going to get right to it. In verse 16, Matthew 10, 16. Would you all read it with me, please? Matthew 10, verse 16. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. In other words, you're in a world. How many of y'all know the world's not perfect? So if the world's not perfect, there's going to be a lot of stuff that happens, isn't it? Because in an imperfect world, things happen. So everybody got it? I'm going to say that again. In an imperfect world, things happen. But there is a perfect place, but it's not here. Hello. So we are out with a mist of wolves, as sheep, as offsprings of Christ. There are wolves all around us. Everywhere you go, no matter what's going on, you are in a world that is imperfect, and the ruler of this world is Satan, so he is definitely imperfect. Amen. So things are going to happen, aren't they? Verse 17, it says, but what? Beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and scourge you in their synagogues. You will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not what? Worry. Everyone say worry.
Worry.
Don't worry. Don't get but. What if? Oh my. Do not worry. Why? Because you live in an imperfect world where things are happening, ruled by darkness. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak. For it will be what? Given to you in that hour what you should speak. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. In other words, where there is relationship with the Father, His Spirit is there. And that means He's going to speak through you. See, so many times we're trying to calculate, figure it out, this, I need to do that. And God is just saying, listen, shut up. It's a real gentle shut up. And just follow me. Just be led. You know, we have that tendency to want to ask, have all the answers right now instead of waiting for them. In verse 21, he says, my brother, now brother will what? Deliver up brother to death. And a father his child. And children will rise up against parents and cause them to be what? Put to death. Because of the influence of darkness. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who what? Endures to the end will be saved. He who what?
Endures.
Endures. Everyone say endure.
Endure.
Endures to the end will be what? Saved. So there is an area where you and I must endure. No matter what. Didn't say you were going to be perfect. Didn't say you weren't going to make mistakes. Didn't say you weren't going to do things that you regretted. But are you going to let them keep you there? Or are you going to endure? See, that's the difference between living in the past or living in the future. Yeah, but you know, it's people I talk to that when I speak with them about Christ, they go, but you don't know what I've done. You know what I tell them? I don't care. I mean, you don't want to hear what I've done? No, I could care less. There's a time for your testimony. But let's get free first. So you can have a testimony of where you were. Because right now, many people are still living in their past instead of their future. They're still dwelling in the area of what they've done. Guilt, condemnation, shame, all of those things. Because they haven't endured yet. See, endurance is a process of getting through something. It's an area where you have to have patience. Everyone say patience. See, patience is endurance. Hallelujah. And it says in verse 23, when they what? Persecute you. You think that's a part of endurance? Listen, you're going to be persecuted as a Christian. You are persecuted as a Christian. Even now, you go somewhere. You know what? You have to be careful because you got to use wisdom. You mention Jesus, the world comes at you. You mention Satan, they shake your hand. It's amazing to me that how many people love to wear skull and crossbones. I mean, that is the big insignia of the world. You know, football teams, baseball teams, the Blue Devils. I haven't seen a Blue Devil. You know, all of these things. And so in this, the world promotes darkness. And as a believer, we shouldn't be wearing no crossbones, skulls and crossbones, because then you're promoting darkness. Amen? So that means that that individual is not enduring. And if that individual is not enduring, he doesn't have a reality. Is everybody okay? And we already talked about reality. It's the understanding of real time, isn't it? It says, when they persecute you in this city, flee to another. For surely I say to you, you will not have gone through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for a disciple that he be like his teacher and his servant like his master. If they call the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they call those of his household? Therefore, do not what? Fear. How many of y'all know you got to endure worry and fear? It's one of the things that move people off track. Satan's greatest weapon is deception and his power. I'm going to say this again. His power is fear. That's how he moves people. Therefore, do not fear them, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed and hidden that will not be known. Look at this. Whatever I tell you in dark, speak in the what? Light. And what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Verse 28. Do not what? Fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. But rather fear him who was able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. I'm glad he doesn't have to keep track of all of that. For many of us who slowly lose hair, you know, counts less. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. You're more valuable. You know, one of the things of endurance that I've seen many times is people do not endure in maintaining who they are. They don't. They take any whim of voice of a stranger. They make a mistake. I'm no good. I'm never going to be able to do it right. You're right. None of us can. That's why we have Christ. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Verse 34, read it with me. Do not think I came to bring peace on earth. Does everybody got that? There is not going to be peace on earth. Does everybody got it? I'm sorry to tell you that. The only peace that you're going to have is within. There will be no peace outside. It will be all within. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a what? Sword. A sword for you and I to battle. The whole thing is not many people endure to use the sword. They run instead of fight. They go back into the world instead of fight. Instead of recognizing temptation, instead of recognizing something and pulling out the sword and being angry at the enemy, they drop their weapons and believe that their easiest way is back to the world. But it's the hardest place they can come back out of and the hardest place to return from. Endure to the end are those who are saved. So you may make mistakes, you may do certain things and be goofy and whatever, but no matter what, you cannot allow fear to prevent you from getting back up again. You cannot allow fear to mislead you. You can't allow worry to push you, because then you're involved in anxiousness. You can't allow those things to interfere with your walk with the Lord and with the mission you've been called to do and to fulfill the plan of God. So many times there's that area that the enemy comes and he tries to get us into that place where we surrender to him instead of God. Those are called levels of endurance. Everyone say levels of endurance. The reason why you and I go, the Bible says count it all joy when you go through trials and tribulations, right? The reason why God allows me and you to go through levels of endurance, there's endurance. First of all, the number one thing he's trying to do is to perfect integrity. So you will go through levels, there are levels of endurance. He's trying to perfect integrity. Why? Because integrity says, I trust you all the way. I lean not on my own understanding. I'm surrendered to you. You're my everything. And nothing else is. You know, the Bible talks about marriage. And it talks about that the man is supposed to love his wife like the church. And a woman is supposed to respect the husband. The reason why a woman respects the husband is because integrity is established. Integrity is established because the husband trusts completely in God. He has a complete relationship with the Father. Doesn't fall into the place of worry or anxiousness, but is completely engulfed in God and his love. Does everybody got it? Now, integrity is established for the woman in the same way. But I get so many complaints in areas that I hear about men wanting to whatever and their wives and this. You know what? Establish integrity and things will fall into place. You know, in this endurance, we've got to endure something. We've got to come to a realization that your first endurance, you know, before you got saved, your endurance was with the demonic forces of darkness. Amen? Once you endured that, you got into the outer court called salvation. Now you endure to the holy place. Then you endure to the most holy place. Every area is an endurance. But so many people are caught up in the salvation, the first chamber of the tabernacle, and it's too close to darkness. And then they go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Oh, they may have touched the holy place. They may even have touched the most holy place, but depending where they live. And many believers still live in the outer court, not the holy place. The holy place is a place where integrity is established because you are close to the glory of God. And that's where the Father is. That's where David again says, I always see the Father before me. See, this is where you're able to see through things. It's not the person, it's the Spirit. Amen? It's not the person, it's the Spirit. But if a person cannot recognize that spirits are hindering them, they're not enduring, are they? Then there's no integrity being built because they have no reality. Where there's no reality, there's no integrity. Is everybody okay? Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrew chapter 10. You know, when we've been out there using and partying and whatever, people are in denial first. They blame everybody else, don't they? Oh, man, you know, the dog bit me and I had to use dope, you know. My bird ate my homework for school and I had to go to the bar. And all of these goofy excuses that no endurance whatsoever. So easy to flee back to the world. So easy. No endurance. And again, that goes back to there's not a reality. And where there's not a reality, there's not integrity. Amen? Because I can't endure. In Hebrews 10:31, let's read it together. It is a what? Fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, but recall the former days in which after you were illuminated, you what? endured a great struggle with sufferings. So there's something he just said here. You must constantly be what? Illuminated. Now that doesn't mean stick your finger in a socket. This means getting revelation from the Word of God or from the Spirit of God. Verse 33, partly while you were made a spectacle both by reproaches and tribulations, and partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. For you had compassion on me in my chains and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. In other words, no matter what was going on, their eyes were on heaven, not here. Therefore, do not what? Cast away your confidence, which has great what? Reward. For you have need of what? Endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. So, you're going to need to have endurance to do the will of God to receive the promise or reward. Is everybody okay? You're going to need what? Endurance. Amen. So how are you going to, you're going to have to, the only thing that you're going to do is be able to get endurance to do the will of God and to receive the promise or reward. So without endurance, can you do the will of God? It's impossible. That's why the Bible says, submit to God, resist the devil. Submit to God, resist the devil. You are resisting the devil because of endurance, but you can't do that unless you first submit to God. Amen? For you have need of endurance. Endurance, will of God, reward. 1 Corinthians 3. There are levels of endurance. There are multiple levels of endurance. So why does God bring you through these levels of endurance? To establish integrity. Integrity. Wouldn't you want to hang with someone that you know will always have your back no matter what goes on? You know, no matter where you are, no matter what's what, you know that you can count on that person, no matter what. Even when we were in a world, there were certain people that we could count on, but only for a short period of time. There was limitations. Yeah, you can count them as long as they're thus, this, and this, and you can count on them if they're here. If they're, you know. Again, this endurance is so important for me and you. Because God is looking for those he can count on. He wants to be able to count on us. He doesn't want us to falter or sway or drift. He wants to be able to count on us. You know, how many times have we let people down when we were in the world? But first we let ourselves down, didn't we? And then we let others down. Never, you know, in the world you don't put God, oh, I let you down. We put, I let basically somebody else down and then yourself down. And then maybe God down. But as a believer, we should always look at the Lord first. Even the word says when they sinned, and the prophet told the sinner, he says, you've not sinned against me, you've sinned against the Lord. See, he was always bringing it to the arena of the Lord first. So many times people think, well, I sinned, but I sinned against, I did this against my husband or my wife or my friend or my this or whatever. But you see, you really didn't sin against them. You can't sin against man. You sin against the Lord. See, that must be a reality. Amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11. 1 Corinthians 3:11. Let's speak it together. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, even one's what? Work will become clear. Each one's work will become what? Clear. For the day will declare it because it will be revealed by fire. The fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it, what? Endures, he will receive a what? A reward. If it endures. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? You know, we defile the temple by things we say sometimes. Amen? But he's talking about the works. So we see that there's rewards for works, isn't there? We see that, of course, again, we got to have endurance to do the will of God to receive the promise. And there are also the area of works. But works is not a cause for salvation. Relationship is. You will not produce good works without endurance. Because your endurance is going to keep your relationship with the Lord. In Hebrews 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Is everybody there? Hallelujah. Actually, she brewed before I left today. My wife brought me a cup of coffee. She brewed. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, let's read it together. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us, what? Run with endurance the race that is, what? Set before us, looking unto who? Jesus, not on your past, unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such what? Hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become what? Weary. We've got to endure weariness. And what else? Discouraged in your souls. Those are two things we must endure. Weariness and discouragement. Everybody gets discouraged. But I got to tell you, if you're a person of integrity, you take discouragement that comes to you and you throw it. You'll have no place in front of me. Everybody got it? There's nothing wrong with being honest about something. Listen, you might not be a perfect bowler. You might not be whatever. In fact, you made me stink at it. Hello? But even if you're bad at something, doesn't mean that you have to have discouragement. Amen? What do you need to do? Endure. Endure. Has everybody got it? Look at how many professional players that there are, and baseball players and all kinds of things, tennis players and whatever. Man, they have to endure. Believe me, they have to endure. They have to endure three things. Everybody has to endure three things on a constant basis. You not only do you have to endure the influence of the world, but you have to endure the physical. Amen? You have to endure the emotional. And you have to endure the financial. Well, I just don't have enough. Hello. Welcome to an imperfect world. But God will provide what you need. Always does. When it looks grim, I don't know how I'm going to do this. That's okay. You don't have to know. What you have to do is trust. That's called endurance. Amen? Is everybody okay? So this is where the enemy always tries to get us. We've got to endure the areas of the flesh or the physical, the endurance of the attack from the spiritual, the enemy in darkness, the emotional, the soulish arena, the things of thoughts, and the financial. Areas of endurance, levels of endurance. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside what? I'm going back to verse 1 again. Every weight and the sin which so easily what? Ensnares us. And let us run with the endurance, the race that is what? Set before us. We must. Verse 4 says, you have not resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord. How many of y'all know get a endure chastening? These are levels of endurance. Why? What's it going to promote? Integrity. Integrity. Well, things aren't going the way I want them. Well, we have a three-letter word in this ministry. It's called die. But the bigger word is called endure. It says, so, my son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If, verse 7, look at this. If you what? Endure chastening, God deals with you as sons. And what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate. Oh, so everybody got this? So you're going to go through correction, direction, chastening, rebuke. It's so that you and I go through levels of endurance so that there is a forming of perfect integrity in me and you. Hallelujah. Matthew 13. Levels of endurance. Matthew 13, verse 18. Is everybody there? Matthew 13, 18. Let's speak it together. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the what? By the wayside. This is known as the carnal man, the endurance of carnality. Verse 20. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation and persecution arises because of the word, immediately he what? He what? Stumbles. Hallelujah. This is known as the soulish man. But he who receives seed, 22. Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word and the what? Cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes what? This is the greedy person. Has everybody got it? Is everybody okay? This is an individual who's prideful and greedy. Why? Because the cares of the world take it away. Verse 23, but he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and what? Understands it, and who indeed bears fruit and produces some a hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. So we see the area of the carnal man, the soulish man, and the prideful man. And those are three levels of endurance that you and I must go through all the time. The carnal, the soulish, with all the emotions and stuff, and the prideful. Well, I want it now, and I'm going to do it my way. Is everybody okay? So we see, again, it's back to the physical, emotional, and financial. James chapter 1. You know what causes a lot of divorces and marriages in the world? Finances. Finances. Because what happens is the finances lack an emotional. And man, let me tell you, the demons are all around that place, getting fed. You know, that's where, as believers, when finances are limited, we've got to trust all the way. There are things that we understand and things that we trust. You know, you may say, I don't understand why this is happening, Lord. That's okay. Just trust Him and tell Him, you know what, Lord? I may not understand it, but I'm going to trust You all the way through this because I'm going to endure. No matter what, I'm going to endure. James 1:12, what does it say? Blessed is the man who what? Endures temptation, for when he has been what? Approved, he will receive the crown of life what the Lord has promised to those who what? Love Him. So how many are going to endure temptation? Every one of us has got to endure temptation. You may touch it, but don't grab hold of it. Has everybody got it? You may touch it at sometimes, but don't grab hold of it. In other words, it may skim you. It may whatever. Nope. No, not me. I'm not going there. See, but again, that all depends on your relationship. Because where your relationship is, there's reality. Where there's reality, there's endurance because there's integrity. In Matthew 26, is everybody okay? Are you getting this? Levels of endurance? Now, the word says God won't give you any more than you can handle. So when it's more than you can handle, you can be guaranteed it ain't God. Hello? There's just certain things you just got to turn over to God and say, you know what? Hallelujah. Holy, holy. God Almighty. Great I am. Matthew 26:36. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. And he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death." He said to them, "Stay here and watch with me." And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass me by. Nevertheless, not as I will, but what? You will." Was he enduring? Did he express himself? "You know what? This is tough. But you know what? Not my will, your will." This is called endurance. Didn't say it was going to be easy, but we've got to endure. No matter what. Did Jesus have integrity? Amen. Did the Father trust him? Yes. Did he know he would complete what he asked him to do? Yes. Why? Because he had endurance. In verse 40, then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, "What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour?" Was discouragement trying to get to him? Disappointment. Anybody ever been disappointed? If you didn't say yes, you lie. Every one of us has been disappointed. Every one of us has been in discouragement. We didn't accept or receive the answer we wanted to, or whatever it may have been. Jesus just went the first time knowing what he had to do, knowing that he had to be crucified on the cross, knowing that he was going to be beaten and whipped, knowing all of these things. He went to the Father and said, "You sure this is how we're supposed to do this?" He said, "You know, not my will, your will, but you know." In fact, the Bible says that he had to fight so much and endure so much and prayed so hard that his sweat became blood. You talk about endurance? See, the first place Jesus shed blood was in the garden in prayer. Why? Because he had to die to himself first before he could die on the cross. He said, "Watch and pray," verse 41. "Watch and pray lest you enter into what? Temptation." I'm going to tell you the first thing that an individual, when they backslide, is because no prayer. Not making contact. Now, prayer means you must pray and obey. You don't just pray and that's it. You must pray and obey. Prayer. Why? He warns us. He said, "Look at it. If you're not making contact with me, temptation is going to overtake you. Watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, the second time he went away and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done." What was he doing? He was enduring each chamber of the tabernacle. He was clearing the way. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. These guys were out cold, man. So he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time. Three levels of endurance. Saying the same words, and he came to his disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." This is phenomenal. Jesus conquered the three levels of endurance. Without conquering those three levels of endurance, the betrayer will take you out of position. And it starts with prayer. Has everybody got this? It starts with prayer. Oh, glory. That's why Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life." He could only say that if he could conquer or endure it. Does everybody got it? Why? Because he was the tabernacle. Oh, hallelujah. And John 15, three levels or levels of endurance. You know, there's an area that you and I must endure. We must endure our past. Amen? We must endure our present. And we must endure our future. Because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. It's amazing that the Bible says he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and there's actually three levels of endurance we have to do. It says that our temptation is lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life, isn't it? All of these areas that were made way for me and you is so that you and I could walk in them in the same place that Jesus did and endured. Why? So we can be men and women of integrity. Amen? In John 15, is everybody there? Oh, hallelujah. You know, think about how many are still out there that have not endured. No reality. No integrity. People that you run across that you know you can't trust. And they may be brothers and sisters of you that you've known for a while. Christians or whatever. And you know that you just really can't trust them. You can hug them and love them, but you know, I can't trust you. Amen? Well, if you can't trust someone, it's because there's not integrity there. And if there's not integrity there, it's because the individual is not enduring. And if the person isn't enduring, there isn't a set reality. It may be a partial reality, but not a true set reality. John 15 and verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he what? He what? He what? He prunes. Why does he prune? That he may bear more fruit. And how does he prune you? Through endurance. Absolutely. Absolutely. It says you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. So even though you're clean, you're still going to get pruned. He said, abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done by you. Why? Because your desires will be his. So he prunes us. Those are levels of endurance. There's something else he does. Go to 1 Corinthians 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. In verse 7, what does it say? Therefore what? Purge. He purges also. Purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexual immoral people. Hello. So in this, he purges us. Why? To remove the old leaven. Leaven means evil. Evil desires, evil things in me and you. So these are areas that he purges us, and he does this through endurance. You know, one of the ways that the Lord exposes your enemy is through your trials, or your enemy won't be exposed. I always look at it as a shooting gallery. You know, you're walking through that thing where the heads pop up and those, you know, and they show like a rifle training or a pistol training place. Well, that's what the enemy does. He pops up, so the Lord allows trials to happen so that it exposes your enemies, or else you wouldn't know they were there. And he allows endurance to happen to expose your character so that integrity can be built and those things of leaven, evil of your character, can be removed. In James 1, 21. Levels of endurance. Hallelujah. I go through levels of endurance on the tennis court, although I call it abuse. Hallelujah. But it's producing integrity somehow. Again, I don't have to have all kinds of understanding, do I? Hallelujah. James chapter 1 and verse 21. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Is everybody there? For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and what? continues. That word continue means endures. Well, you see, continue means endures. In it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Now, let me share something with you. That there's an area where you and I have a battle. And in that battle, it's the thoughts, the desires, and there are things that you and I know are right, what we're supposed to do. But we battle in that of determining whether we should do it or not. Amen? Every one of us battles in that arena. But if we'll put the Lord before us, it doesn't matter. If we'll just put the Lord before us, we'll endure. We won't do things. In fact, you won't make phone calls. You won't make promises and certain things unless you've prayed first. The Bible says, seek ye the kingdom of God and all things will be added unto you. See, because what happens is an individual can't endure. It just wants. Just wants. Just wants. Just wants. Those are dangerous people because they're unstable. Just wants. I need to fulfill this. I need to fulfill that. Just wants. And that's where people must be careful in the emotion. They see something, they want it, not even asking God about it. Does everybody understand that? Now, you may see something you might want, but what you do then is you lay it before the Lord. Is everybody okay? You just don't go do it. Why? Because the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything in what? Prayer and supplications. Everybody okay? Hallelujah. Levels of endurance promote integrity. 1 Corinthians 13. You know, when there is not an area of endurance, a person can't see things through or hear things through. They make a decision before it's even, they can't, you know. The Bible says, test all things, but not do all things. Amen? In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 says, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and what? Endures all things. Endures all things. Love never fails. So we need to have a never-failing love, an endurance, a love that's from the Father endures. Lust of the world does not endure. Levels of endurance purifies perfect love also, as you and I are going through it. How about forgiveness? Forgiveness, offense, rejection, all of these things you and I must endure, no matter what. You know, in the world, people, their family is their God. Their job is their God. Is everybody okay? In the kingdom, there's only one God. It's different. The world cannot endure what the children of God can endure. They give up everything so quickly. They try to find another wife, another husband, another job. They jump from jump to jump. They're looking for a fulfillment because they can't even endure to get the one from above. They have no fulfillment. But you and I must always endure. We must endure even in the area when we worship. Amen? We're in the outer court, holy place, most holy place. We endure, we fight, we battle until he shows. Until that overwhelming peace and that joy comes in, you say, thank you. There you are. What took you so long? He says, no, what took you so long? I've been here the whole time. See, we have to endure, don't we? There's those three levels of endurance in God's presence. It's where we finally get to the glory. And then you're changed, different, and never the same. And then you want that more and more and more. And then you find that's fulfillment. Wow. In other words, your job doesn't fulfill you. It's fun. Your family's a blessing, but only he fulfills you. And when anything else fulfills you more than him, that's trouble. Always trouble. Is everybody okay? Titus 3. Levels of endurance is to perfect what? Integrity. So you went through a big trial this week, huh? Praise God. Did you endure? Amen. So don't complain. Amen? You know, when you endure, don't complain about it. Then you didn't. If you're still complaining about what you went through, you didn't endure, man. Titus 3. In verse 8, let's speak it. This is a faithful saying. These things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain what? Good works. These things are good and profitable to men, but avoid foolish disputes, genealogies, contentions, and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and useless. Reject the device of man after the first and second admonishment, annoying that such a person is warped and sinning, being self-condemned. In other words, be careful. Don't get caught up in all that stuff. Stay away from it. Avoid it. When you begin to sense yourself, when you begin to feel or sense that area of push, anxiety, stress, anger, man, stop. Do you know that stopping is endurance? Amen? Why? Because what are you enduring? You're enduring the push of the enemy. You're enduring the self-satisfaction of the flesh, which causes problems anyways. You start saying a couple words and you realize, oh, shut up. Step back, repent. What are you going to do? Endure. Yeah, man, I said some things I shouldn't. I'm sorry. Has everybody got it? Then you just shake the dust off and you endure and go forward. I'm going to close in Galatians 6. So we want to maintain good works, don't we? Why? Because we're a sign and wonder to the world. Galatians 6. Is everybody there? Galatians chapter 6 and verse 4. Speak it, please. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. Hello. Please don't spew on other people. They got enough endurance. Amen. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be what? Deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not what? Grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. In other words, don't give up. Continue to endure, no matter what. Again, God won't give you any more than you can handle. And our endurance, the things that we are enduring, is to what? Perfect integrity. Why? So God can truly trust us. Amen? Just like you would be wanting to trust someone else, or someone else would want to trust you. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And Lord, we ask for your forgiveness in any area that we have run from endurance. Instead of enduring, we ran. We went to the flesh, to wherever. Whatever it is, Lord, that we have done that has offended you, we ask for your forgiveness. We ask again that you continue to wash us with the blood and give us the strength that we may endure. Keep our eyes on you and let the anointing of your Spirit engulf us, that we may be sensitive to see and hear and obey and to take dominion and authority. I pray this for each and every one here, our listeners and those who are viewing. And I encourage you to continue to go to theeternallibrary.org for further growth and maturity in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Give God glory.